Hey, Dan, it's Eric. Hey, thank you so much for sending me that information. And boy, when I looked at those FAQ sections, especially that part where you talk about the difficulty you have typing, I mean, I was just so moved by that. And here's my thought. I wondered how much hate mail you get from people, not hate, maybe hate mail is the wrong term for it, but how much mail you get from people who think, oh, this guy's just too high and lofty to reply to someone like me. And you kind of catch this attitude from a lot of people just because you don't type back. And none of those people really know what's going on. So, I mean, that video, I'm just saying, I'm glad I haven't done that, and I certainly wouldn't do that to you. But I imagine there's a lot of people who have. So I wanted to point out something and just see if you were okay with the possibility of me writing an article that says Dan Ariely, email or hate mail, and the root of evil. And the reason for that is because I've got a chapter in my book called Automatic Evil that basically makes the point that misperception is the root of evil. We see things wrong, and then we're automatically influenced to feel wrong and act wrong in response, all the while thinking that we see right. I don't know if you've read Roy Baumeister's book on the subject of evil, but it is basically boiling everything down to this, you know, this misperception is the cause of evil in the world. And I think if we could do something powerful to open people's eyes and help people basically realize, hey, I've got to be careful before I jump to conclusions, and I better make sure that I'm seeing things right, because if I see wrong and think I see right, oftentimes can automatically do evil while thinking that I do good. It reminds me of a Hebrew proverb that says there's a way that seems right to a person, but in the end it leads to death. So the seeming right part is what I'm getting at. I just thought if you would be open to maybe having me write up a little bit about that, I think it would be a great illustration of how people can get better and start reducing the wrong emotions, motivations, and behaviors that I think stem so often from wrong perceptions. I just thought I would shoot this over to you because, man, you really impacted me by watching your video.